702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hello, babe.
Did you just call me a thing? Like I'm a robot. Thank you.
Technobite is the thing, man, not you. You are the person who's doing the thing.
I'm a gorgeous thing. Good morning, Reddy. How are you doing? It's so nice to see you, and I hope you had a good weekend. You're looking fabulous, by the way. Oh, you know, she is, Thomas. She's looking like so radiant and beautiful.
Pants on fire.
No. So listen, very interesting what's coming up on the 21st of March. Apple is going to announce a whole new range of products, and we're getting some hints of what can come. There's a new 4-inch iPhone that it looks like there's going to be. There's a new iPad coming out that's going to be like a smaller version of the iPad Pro as opposed to another iPad. And, you know, there's some interesting things happening in the world of technology, because what's happening right now is that, you know, tablet sales are declining because we're using our smartphones more. Their screens have become bigger. So we don't need to use the tablets as much. So this is why they're going into that more professional space where people are going to use it from a work point of view. But actually consuming media, it's quite interesting. And what's happening in the market right now is that the smartphone market is really contracting around the world. You know, this industry was growing at double-digit growth for the last 10 years. Last year, it slowed down to 9.5% growth, the smartphone industry. And this year, Gartner reckons that it's only going to grow about 2.5%. So all companies like Apple, for example, the likes of Samsung, LG, all these big guys have got to find different markets to make money. And of course, the developing markets like ours is where it is. And not everybody can afford the new, you know, high-end devices because they're quite expensive. And also, the phones today are so good that after your two-year contract, you know, do you actually need to replace your phone? So there hasn't been too much innovation happening in the smartphone, apart from the fact that the cameras have got better and the processors have got better. So it's quite interesting that Apple now is going into a lower segment market where traditionally they're only played in the upper segment market. So they want to attract new consumers. So they're going to launch a device which is cheaper than what they currently have on the high-end device to lure in those kind of iPhone users. So that's going to be interesting to see where this one goes. Now, I've come back from Mobile World, as you know. I was there last week in Spain, and I got you all those goodies that you asked me to get you. I've got them in my car and the trailer. You see the trailer in the car park, Thomas? That's all the stuff she ordered online. It all arrived in my hotel. Big truck arrived. Anyway, it was quite interesting for me, you know, just to see how technology is evolving. Now, you've used Airbnb before.
Yeah.
This year, there were 100,000 people at this conference, and Airbnb announced this week that of the 100,000 people, they estimate that 30,000 of those people that came to the conference used Airbnb, which means 30,000 beds were taken from the hotel industry, which I really find quite interesting. Yeah. It's quite fascinating.
It's got that kind of convenience, and I mean, we used it in December.
Yes,
when we were going to Cape Town, and I must confess that it was because we'd left everything to the last minute. You know, so we would have ordinarily gone to a hotel, but the experience, because you kind of want a home away from home, and I do feel that getting into a home kind of offers the kind of comfort that you've left behind at home, and the just quick and thorough.
Absolutely. And there's some very good Airbnbs out there. I mean, in fact, Goldman Sachs did a bit of a survey. They surveyed 2,000 people that had tried Airbnb, and they found that only half of those people were likely to go back to booking a hotel. So it's interesting how technology is driving the impact of how we view things and how we consume things. And this is accommodation in one regard. So the hotel industry, it'll be interesting to see how they adapt and what will happen within the industry. But the other side of the coin is that people are traveling more, they're experiencing more things, so there's a need for this kind of accommodation around the world. Now, we've often talked about robots, and we've talked about robots taking over people's jobs. So I find it quite interesting that Mercedes-Benz, for example, are saying that we are replacing robots with human beings, because they're saying that some of the things in their factory in Germany cannot actually be done by robots. And they're specifically talking about that customization when customers order specific kind of models that they want specific things and specific trims and, you know, different cup holders and different colors. Is they're saying that the actual robots can't do that sort of thing. Personally, I think that this is it's kind of a spin, a marketing spin from Mercedes-Benz. But we know that the robots are there; they're in their factories, and they're talking about a specific line of the S-Class sedan. But in the other lines of their manufacturing process, there are even more robots than there were, say, 4 or 5 years ago, and even last year. But I think that's what we need to focus on today, which is quite interesting. What happened at this particular conference is 5G. Now, we often talk about 4G and we talk about LTE in our environments, but 5G was the big thing. thing, and they're saying that 5G is the next generation of the mobile networks, and it is coming at us at a faster speed than what we think, and it's going to be there in the next decade. By the end of this decade, we're going to see 5G being introduced. And what does 5G mean to you and I? Well, if you look at the screen that we have and how consumers are using technology today, the reality is that that screen, which started off at the television, is now moving closer to consumers' eyes. You think of how we consume media today. We're doing it on our mobile devices. And really what 5G means is that we're going to have even higher speeds. And, you know, they're talking about up to 100 times the faster speeds that we currently have. So you'd literally be able to download a video in a second, a two-hour movie in a second, and watch it on your phone. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. And when you look at what's going on the highway and how jobs are so spread out, if you can imagine being inside a conference and the high-speed video conference speeds that you're going to have in the future, it'll mean that there'll be no lag. It'll mean that the walls and barriers that will be broken down of computing and engaging and communicating on a personal level, that's all going to break down. So holograms, for example, where you'll have people come up in front of you, appear in front of you, and you'll be able to have those conversations as if they're right there next door to you, those are the kinds of things that 5G will mean to you and I as consumers. So a bit of technology that you need to be aware of, because it's coming quickly. And for companies like brands, for example, the whole brand engagement of how your brand engages with the consumer, that's all about to change. And it's incredible to see how technology is just breaking down these barriers. Fascinating.
Should we open the lines? Maybe we people who have questions for you. We haven't done that in a while.
Yes.
With our TechnoByte, our lines are open for you. Akit's here to answer your questions. Any gadgets that you're trying, any decisions that you want to make about what's there in the market, give us a call on 021-446-0567 or 011-883-0702. I have a question for you.
Please go ahead.
Now, my phone was stolen. Ahman, shush, man. Listen, there's no scratch on this one. My phone was stolen last year, as you know.
Yes, I remember.
And I went to London shortly thereafter and I bought a similar phone. Yes. And it was much, much cheaper.
Yes.
Right? I bought it cash because we're going back and forth with the insurance, with my provider, and they told me I could get a phone, but it was like a fraction of the phone that I'd lost. And I thought, why would I choose for you to cover me for a quarter rather than the whole thing? So I just thought, I don't have time for this. I bought it, but I'm still on contract with them.
Yes.
So obviously I'm paying the contract.
You're paying your old phone off, technically.
Yeah, basically. And I don't have a replacement for it. My contract is coming up for renewal in April. I don't want to renew it.
Yes.
Right? Can I keep my number? And how cumbersome? I know you don't have a contract. You buy airtime. How cumbersome is it? Can I still get the same benefits? Is it cheaper? Because when I look at my phone bill, it's quite high.
Yes.
So if I were to dedicate that amount to my, what do you call it, bundle? What do you call it?
Yes, your bundle.
I want it to be professional. I don't want to be running out of airtime. And
no, you won't be running
like
out
that.
Of airtime.
I mean, so 38 look, years old and you don't have airtime. I mean, really.
No. Listen, a lot of people are going through the solution because the phones are so good now and they're facing the exact same dilemma that you're facing. The reality is it is quite easy to port your number. And you can compare the different networks. And this is what I do. Every so often, every few months, I move from network to network and I compare the services. I see what kind of data speeds they've got. I see what kind of charges they've got. Right now, I'm using a Telkom Mobile, for example, and I'm really impressed with what they've got and the speeds and the consistency. Initially, when they first launched, they didn't have enough towers to cover, and there were some places where I used to have dropped calls, but I'm not having that anymore. So the reality is that you can stop your contract. You can say to your provider, I don't want to use the contract anymore. Then you can shop around. Then you can go to Cell C, you can go to Vodacom, you can go to MTN, you can go to Telkom Mobile and say, compare the different costs that they've got. Then you've got the virtual operators as well that sit and piggyback on top of the network. So they use the networks as a wholesaler. So like, for example, FNB, they've got their own network. So if you're an FNB client and you hire up on the Premier and you want to score with e-bucks and that sort of thing, it could make sense for you to get an FNB SIM card and pay less on your costs every single month. So that's all the, you know, if you work the reward levels accordingly. Now there's other virtual networks that, you know, you can pay 300 Rand a month, for example, and you can eat as much as you like. They give you as many calls as you want. You can talk for as long as you like for 300 Rand a month. But then you have to buy data, and that's the additional bundle. So quite frankly, my way of looking at it is that you should, if you want to go that way, you phone your network provider, you say you want to move networks and you can port quite easily. You can keep your number. Don't ever let the network say to you that we own your number, because that is absolute nonsense. You've been paying for that number. That number belongs to you. You're entitled to move it to whichever network you want to. And look at the costs out there. There's really cheap networks and good quality networks.
Rapulana in Zakaria Park. Thanks, my lovey. Rapulana in Zakaria Park. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Rivi and Aki. I have got a very serious problem, guys. I wonder if you guys will be able to help me. I want to upload my CV. It's about 4 pages. Yeah, it's a 4-page CV. So I just want to upload it on my tablet so that I will be able to send and edit it to, you know, and fetch it and stuff like that.
Right.
I just don't know how to do that. Maybe I can come to my rest in this.
So you want to upload your CV to your tablet from your email, right?
Yes.
So what kind of tablet do you have?
I'm using the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 Lite.
Okay. And your email address, is it a Google account? What kind of account is it?
It's a Yahoo.
A Yahoo account. Well, I mean, you shouldn't have a problem. You can just attach the file to whichever email you have, and you can open it up from a various different kinds of applications. So if it's a PDF file, for example, it's no problem to do that. Microsoft Office, Office 365, for example, you can download for free on your tablet. And there's lots of alternatives, different Office products that you can use to view and edit that particular document you want. So search on the App Store, and there are lots of free alternatives that you can use. And even on Yahoo, you can even enter, edit that on that. They've got embedded software, and I know Google has got a fantastic platform to do that as well. So go ahead and search on, download Microsoft Office 365, Office for mobile. It's available, it's free, and you can edit and send your documents from there and view them on your tablet.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you. That's Rapulana in Zakaria Park. Thank you very much, Akman. We're going to leave it today.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
Hey, oh, excuse me. You've been here for 15 minutes. What do you want? You.
How's this, Thomas? I come here.
Quick,
Aki,
we've got family matters.
Good. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Loved your afternoon.
Thank you.
Love you lots. Bye.